So our God is loved.
Our God is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jen, you have something? This is no big revelation stuff here. You know, when I was a younger Christian, I'd always ask because I thought, well, maybe God wanted to use me. And I was really desiring to prophesy or to, you know, get a word. And some of those words that come out in them younger days maybe weren't so so detailed and stuff. Maybe it was one word that literally changed maybe the course of somebody's life. And I remember sharing one area. It was called the Black Snake, and that was an experience I had. I'm not going to share it right now, but if you want to find out about that one, you can talk to me about it. And it was an experience that I had that week, and on Sunday morning I was sharing the experience. So I think it's important that we take this time, and when you're during the week, think about something that's going to change somebody's life. You know what I mean? Go, what? Nothing wrong with that, right? All right. Hallelujah. Well, I was thinking about the many things that have happened in this season of time and how many people have been involved. And I'd just like to say, you may be seated if you want to. We're going to be singing a little bit more. But it's important that we understand that we're in a mighty move of God throughout the earth. And of course, we're reaching. I've talked with ministers from Detroit Lakes, up in Baudette area, different areas. We're going to be reaching a lot of young people, kids, in 2 weeks' time, or it's less than 2 weeks. And you can consider that. And that's a whole regional area. You can consider Africa, the many, many ministers and people that it sowed in, I should say, pastors and their wives that sowed in to that ministry. It was fantastic. Thank you so very much for doing all of those things. And there was tremendous miracles. You know, you think about a congregation of what we're having here, but we've seen something like 350, 400 people baptized in the Holy Spirit during the time that we spent there. And it was interesting. What we're going to hear this morning, it was, you know, we talked about repentance. Repentance is more than saying I repent from my sins. It's actually turning and walking away in another direction. You know, repentance from that old life, because you can repent from your sins. That doesn't change your old life. Born again changes your old life. I'm born again. I'm born again of a higher power. And so we're going to hear something on the water baptism. We're getting back on our line again. And then next week, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So if you could just consider these things that are going on, it's much bigger. And by the look at some of your faces, you probably need to go home saying it's much bigger than what we've made it. You know, unless you're sick. I was sick when I come back from Uganda. I had 22 hours in a plane sick. I don't like being sick, but in a plane, especially sick in a plane. But Sandra, the apostle, went and built this little house up on the, I should say Andy and his gang built this area up on top of that deck. And I turned the corner and said, Sandy said, well, what do you think of your birthday present? And at that time, I couldn't get excited about it. I couldn't do anything because I wasn't feeling good. But, you know, in a couple of days, I was feeling better. And last night, I was sitting underneath there when it was raining, and it wasn't raining on me because I was underneath that little deal. And I was real happy. I really had a smile on my, I could sit out on that deck with the rain going, and I'm going, that is so cool. And sometimes I think we have to grab it as Christians. That is so cool, you know, because we can get into kind of this slump of saying, well, you know, nothing's really happening. Oh, everything's happening. The whole earth is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And so I'm excited about this morning. I believe that the world is being changed by people that believe that they can make a difference and change the world that we live in. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a clap offering.
Let's stand again this morning.
You're not out of time. You're in the right time, right season. God is going to start leading even in a greater dimension of the Holy Spirit. I really believe this song, if anything, was really headwaters, almost like a place where something starts and it flows all the way through, like a river starting, a first source flowing all the way through. And I really believe that God is laying you on that type of path and that type of understanding of how you're going to carry this out in the days ahead. Say the Spirit of the Lord. I'd like to also say, Noy, I see your love, your concern about your children, about the move of God in your own personal life. But I hear the word breakout, that God is going to break out in your life to other people around you. The things that seem to be impossible and just like in days gone by, you said, well, I'm just kind of a castaway. My own people don't understand me and other people don't understand me. But the God of heaven and earth understands you. The God that has created you understands you. And he has come, even in this day, to verify and to vindicate and to cut off every enemy voice that would have that negative attitude on your life. And it's gone forever. And I just see you start, you're not only going to reach whatever your own people are, you're going to reach people of all nationalities. I see you even stepping on foreign soil, and you're so excited about it that you're ready to jump and click your heels. And so we just release that upon you by the Holy Spirit. You may be seated or stand if you want to. Hallelujah. Jen and Tom, I really feel like there's addition to multiplication and addition to multiplication. And I just believe that that's what you experience in the realm of the Spirit, in the realm of starting new things. I think that God's going to begin to do a mighty work in you starting new things. The Spirit of the Lord say, I take away all fear out of your life, Jennifer. That you're well worthy of the place that God has placed you. And the very thing that you strive is identification. And God's going to show your identification in a brand new light. And where you don't have to apologize for anything. This is who I am and this is what I'm here to accomplish. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. He's so good, isn't he? We're in the summer season. Opportunities are great. This is the time we make financial decisions that are going to affect our wintertime decisions. So we release the blessing of prosperity in this place over everyone's life. We ask, Lord, that you're going to bless them. God, that they're not the tail, they're the head. And God, that you're going to bless them in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our tithe and our offering, that we can fight the enemy even in our giving. So, Father, we release that in the Holy Ghost, Lord, as we give. God, we're saying, hey, enemy, you've lost, we win in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're making out a check this morning, you can make it out to Community Church International. God bless you in your giving. Thank you, Jeff. Good to see you, buddy. All right, and so in that, you could bring your offerings, and then we're going to hear an inspiring, powerful Holy Ghost message from our sister Diane Lyon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Noah. Bless you, brother. All right. Thank you, praise and worship team. We love you, man. It's fantastic. Good stuff. Let's give them a hand. And, well, yeah, that was my sucker, so I was up here. Well, Diane is going to be sharing on water baptism today. We're back on repentance. We went through that in baptism to be born again. I think Tom covered that. To receive a life coach. I think we covered it, but we're going to cover it again. And now we're into baptized into water. And of course, we don't want it just a teaching, so we're wanting to connect and then set a date so that this is exactly what we'll do, all right? Thank you. Let's give Diane a hand. Bless you. Yeah, we'll give it to you, then you bring it up. All right.
Okay, I think I need that, right?
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about water baptism. How many of you guys have been water baptized?
Yes.
Awesome. Water baptism is a lot of times something we look in the past and we forget about it. And it was something we did way long time ago. And that is true. We all did that. But I guess what I'd like to do is have you go back to that moment right now in your mind. And I want you to think about who you were at that time. And think about where you were at. Think about that. Some of you, that might have been 40 years ago. Even 50 years ago, 60 years ago. I mean, seriously, that can be a long time ago. But as you look back and you say, look at who I am now, and praise God for how he has been faithful. Amen. And water baptism is the last thing, like Jesus said, the Great Commission. I'm going to read that to you again. I have the Amplified Bible, which stretches things out quite a bit here. Matthew 28. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them. Baptism is pretty important to Jesus. He wants us to do that. And I think that since, you know, we should think about that time. And really rejoice. I'm going to share my baptism. I was baptized in 1988. And I was 21 years old. And I was baptized in a lake in Wisconsin. And I remember the time there was a bunch of children being baptized at that time. I remember this little girl looked up to me and she said, "Looks like you really want to be here." And I was in a denomination that did not teach the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And I worked with the knowledge I had. But I felt highly energized at that moment. Baptism is a special time. And I know a lot of times, I don't know how they do it in your church here, you know, my church now, you know, we're new. We haven't gone through baptism services. But it is a time to support those people and love on them because they're just coming into the family and just coming into the newness. So we love. So anyone want to share a little bit of their baptism story that really stands out to them? I'd like to open that up right now just as we recollect. Anyone want to share that? Share something good that happened?
Well, I got baptized. They took a picture before and after, and you should see the picture before because all these questions were saying, well, I don't have to be baptized. I was baptized a long time ago. And they took a picture afterwards. And in my mind, when I come out of the water, I said, why did I fight this so much? You know, so that was one of my deals. I shouldn't fight it.
Yeah, it can be scary, especially if you've been in a denomination that teaches infant baptism. And we'll discuss that just a little bit. I mean, that's pretty radical to go underwater like that. Like, you're pretty radical. Wow. You know, and your unsaved or religious family members come and say, why do you do this? You were baptized as an infant. So how many of you guys had that going on? Anybody? Yep. And so it really is a standing out, isn't it? It's really a place where you say, I'm going to follow God. And they look at you kind of like, you're a weirdo. But you do it anyway out of obedience to Christ. And it's power. Like you said, Pastor, you felt like a different person. You felt that God gives you that, oh, I'm bold now. I'm bold. I testified. So anyway, we're going to discuss that. So why do we baptize? We just said obedience to Christ. Go ye therefore. The Great Commission, Jesus said to do it. And who should be baptized? Any individual who has first professed, say first professed a personal faith in Jesus Christ, confessing them as both their Savior and their Lord. Lord is a big thing. Lord, you know, Savior, but then are you like sold out? Is Jesus the king of your life? Is he the king of your life? And that can be, you know, everyone's at a different spot in that too. And a lot of us who have been in the faith long say, well, you know, we get really religious. They aren't doing it right yet. Well, they're just a baby, you know, but you can tell, right? You can tell. So anyway, but when they believe, this is Acts 8:12, but when they believe Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, I just want to hold, go back to Philip. Philip was a deacon. Philip was just a normal guy in the church. Philip was preaching the gospel really boldly, really bold. Oh, wow, we've got it up here. I was hearing that we weren't, see, we power of prayer. Praise God. Good job, guys. That's awesome. Preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Yes. Philip was a normal guy in the church who went out and preached the gospel. I see a lot of normal guys in the church. I see not a normal women in the church. Are you out preaching the gospel in word and deed? Is it your desire to shine? Well, it is. I believe it is. Then we keep going, Acts 8:35 through 38. Then Philip opened his mouth. All we got to do is open our mouth and God will fill it. Open our mouth. I don't know what to say, ladies, young people. I don't know what to say. I'm fearful. No, no, just open your mouth and God will fill it. What do you think God's doing with me right now? You know, open his mouth, your mouth and God will fill it. Open his mouth and beginning with the scripture, he told them the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water and the eunuch said, see? Now I just want to just stop here again. Philip, after he did that other one, he was preaching to people. Then all of a sudden God said, I want you to go and preach to this eunuch, this guy traveling. And so he just obeyed. He heard God's voice and he just went out and just went to this foreigner and just started telling about the Lord. And he just obeyed. He just opened his mouth. I mean, he didn't know this guy from Adam, but he went out and did it. And so he got into the carriage of this guy and he explained the scriptures. We can do that. We all know something. See, here's some water, the eunuch said, because he started talking to him about baptism. What prevents me from being baptized? He was eager to be baptized, okay? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may believe, you may. And he replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Now, before we go on to this next thing, if you continue reading that story, if you want to go home and read a cool story, didn't he get transported after that? Then he just went bam. I mean, wouldn't that have been cool in Africa? Let's just poof. You know, hey, we're living in the last days. Do you think that can happen? Do you think that can happen if you're sold out and you said, I want to tell someone about Jesus today, and the Holy Spirit says, go do this, and you hear him say, go do this, you go do that, you're in miracle realm. And maybe you just might get transported. Oh, but I got an appointment. Maybe something will mess with your mind. Oh, I've got an appointment. I got to go over here. Well, just trust the Lord. You might get there and who knows. But just listen and obey. I hear and I obey. I pray and I obey. Okay, do we practice infant baptism? No. Don't argue with that one. No gray areas. No. As we believe that it is not scripturally accurate to do so. Why? Because they had a choice to make. Infants don't have a choice to make. I was baptized in the Catholic Church. My parents worked with the knowledge that they had. A lot of religion in that too, but that's okay. They were trying to follow God, right, in the way that they were doing it. And I was baptized and raised in, thank God I had the Catholic Church who gave me knowledge, right? I mean, think about it. I'm thankful for that. I knew the Trinity. I knew scriptures by heart by a very young age. I was going, you know what I mean? There's a lot of good things. We need to not knock on each other. We got to count, you know, focus on the positives and eliminate the negatives and love on each other. So, but here, no, we don't believe in infant baptism because it says repent and be baptized. Pastor explained a little bit of that. Repentance is we come to the ding-dong moment. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Oh my, I am sinned. And you repent, and then you go the opposite way. So that a baby can't do that. So what do we do then with infants? We follow the biblical example observed by Jesus himself in Luke 2:21 through 22, which is that of an infant presentation or dedication to God of both the child and the parents. And a lot of times it's really more on the parents. That's saying, do you make a commitment before God and man? And we're all watching you. And God is hearing you and God is here. Do you make a commitment to that child to train them up in righteousness in the ways of Jesus Christ? You know? And they say yes. So that's what presentation is. You know, and quite honestly, again, I'm going to say, a denomination then after, as a child growing up in the Catholic Church, and then I'm moving along down the road, and I'm in a denomination that still's not, you know, Holy Spirit completely preaching on the fullness of that because they did not have the knowledge of that, or whatever. We didn't have, so my kids weren't presented, like we didn't have a formal thing because we didn't know, but we train them up in the ways of God, you know what I mean? So my point is shame off you. If you haven't done these things, like shame off you. If you weren't presented, don't even go there. Don't even say, well, I didn't do that to my kids. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I bet you trained them up in righteousness with the knowledge that you had, and God's using the seeds that you planted. And as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, hey, I've even heard it where families get the revelation of this, and they line their kids, and they're all grown, you know, to some degree. They're not infants anymore. They line them up and say, our family is being presented to the Lord today. You know, go for it. Whatever you God tells you to do, do. And here's that example is because of Jesus too, and in the law that they presented, Luke 2:21 through 22 says, and when the 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. You know, Joseph heard the voice of the Lord. Anytime you say, I heard the voice of God, you know, saints of old, they hear the voice of God. It says, my children, hear my voice. You know, you can hear God's voice. Joseph heard God's voice. He listened and he obeyed. The name was given to the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord. And that's an awesome story, isn't it? Because then Anna came up and, oh, it was just beautiful. Question, must I be water baptized to be saved? No. No, absolutely not. The Bible says in Romans 5:1 and in Ephesians 2:8 that we are justified by faith. And Romans 4:1 through 11 says it is not by ceremony. And I thought I would just read that. Romans 1 through 11. But if so, what shall we say about Abraham, our forefather, humanly speaking? What did he find out? How does this affect his position? And what was gained by him? I remember Abraham, Old Testament, heard God's voice, left his people. Again, another man who heard God's voice and just went out. For if Abraham was justified, established as just by acquittal from guilt, by good works that he did then, he has grounds for boasting, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed and trusted in God, and it was credited to him, to his account, as righteousness, right living and right standing with God. Now to a laborer, his wages are not counted as favor or a gift, but as an obligation, something owed to him. But to the one who is not working by the law, trust believes fully in him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is credited to him as righteousness, the standing acceptable to God. Faith. Thus David congratulates the man and pronounces a blessing on him to whom God credits righteousness apart from the works he does. Blessed and happy to be envied and to are those whose iniquities are forgiven and those whose sins are covered up and completely buried. Blessed and happy to be envied is the person of those whose sin the Lord will take no account nor reckon it against him. Is this blessing, happiness, then meant only on the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it credited to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the mark of circumcision as a token or evidence and seal that the righteousness which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. Faith, so that he was to be made the father of all who truly believe, though without circumcision, and who thus have righteousness, right standing with God, imputed to them and credited to their account. So that just proves the father of faith was Abraham, and it wasn't by his good works. It was faith. Then what about the verses of the Bible that say things like, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, Acts 2:38, and 1 Peter 3:20, which speaks of a baptism which now saves you, Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. With respect to the New Testament, water baptism, like communion, serves as a new covenant sign. 1 Corinthians 15:2, by this gospel you are saved. Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is a power of God unto salvation. Yes. Notice, neither passage says anything about water baptism. Right? Jesus is Lord. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Paul was introducing these believers to believe on Christ and then to testify through baptism of their salvation. But the testimony of water baptism was to follow their experience of salvation, as it was not a requirement to institute salvation in their lives. The thief upon the cross. Oh, we love that story, don't we? One of the criminals who was suspended kept up a railing at him, saying, are you not the Christ, the Messiah? Rescue yourself and us from death. But the other one reproved him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you yourself are under the same sentence of condemnation and suffering the same penalty? And we indeed suffer it justly, receiving the due reward of our actions. But this man has done nothing out of the way, nothing strange or eccentric or perverse or unreasonable. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingly glory. And he answered him, truly, I tell you today, you shall be with me in paradise. Well, that man couldn't get down and get baptized. So that's really a foundational verse about do not needing baptism to be saved. 1 Peter 3:21, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but a pledge of a good conscience towards God. I love that story of that sinner, remember Jesus said, that was couldn't even look his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, and the Pharisee over here, oh, I'm thankful, I'm this, that, that. And the guy way in the back, beating his breast, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner, forgive me. You know, that's the faith that justified him, not getting in the water, not, you know, but saying, oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. in that faith, because you know you're looking to the one who is, and you're believing he is, so it's all good. It's all right there in that moment. Luke 3:3 tells us that John the Baptist preached the baptism of repentance, and he came into all the country of the Jordan preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Luke 24:46 through 47 says that the repentance and remission of sins should be preached in Christ's name to all the nations. And Pastor Jake talked about the baptism of repentance. We've just summarized a little bit of it here. So that really comes first. And then you get saved, and then we go into the baptism. Here's a little historical. Baptism by sprinkling with water started about the 12th century AD during the Crusades, as they were in a desert climate. Didn't have a lot of water to go to. Hey, they became Christians, but my goodness, there's not water for 100 miles. So we can't be baptized. So they sprinkled water with a symbol of immersion in water. Immersion in water was a symbol of our new identification in Christ. Work with what you got. Now in Africa, can't you see that happening? You know? 1 Peter 3:21, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. The baptism which saves you is a baptism of repentance, which brings the remission and removal of sins. You know, John, again, the Baptist. He was down there wearing what he was wearing, and he'd say to those Pharisees looking all holier than thou, you brood of vipers, these prostitutes and these sinners are getting into heaven before you. Why? They had the baptism of repentance. And then they had, then they got baptized, right then and there. The baptism of repentance saves. The water of baptism of repentance saves. The baptism of water testifies. Symbolically, water baptism is to be undergone by believers so as to witness to their identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection into a new identity and a new way of thinking and living, which produces new results, both temporal and eternal. I remember when I got baptized, you know, now my family are really watching me. You know, they're watching, and thank God, because of the baptism of repentance, it wasn't a religious thing I did. It was a new way of thinking, doing, and being. And how many of you had the same thing? Do you have the same thing? Isn't that awesome? Remember back to those days? And it's like, whoa, that was pretty awesome, God. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. It's good to reflect on these things. It's good to reflect on these things. We know these things. These are very foundational, but it's good to say, wow, I was baptized into his death. That means my flesh is you know, you're dead flesh. Just talk, you're dead. Just reminding you, you're dead. You're dead. Oh, I'm alive in Christ. I'm raised with Christ. That means I have a new power. I'm working in that power today. Thank you, God. Positioning, we are in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6:5. Take that to work with you tomorrow. Take that to your family. We are in the likeness of his resurrection. When God raised Christ from the dead, he set him far above all principalities, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Ephesians 1:20 through 22. Now, I was meditating on this. Okay, yeah, Christ is up there. God the Father put him up there. He's set far above all the principalities, all the devils are under his feet. He's got all power. Oh, where are you? Trivia. Where are you? David, where are you right now? That's right. Oh, you're seated up right. Oh, and look at all those. You're sitting up there with Jesus, far above all principalities, power, might, dominion, and every name that can be named. Right. You know, that's a good, wow. Just gets you, I can do anything in Christ. I can face anything today. That problem, wow, I'm far above that. That problem's pretty low. God's got it. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a looking glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Practically, 2 Kings 5, Naaman the leper. Naaman went down. Oh, that's a silly thing to do if you want to get healed. But he listened to the prophet and he got his healing. He listened and he obeyed. And he came out a new man. Yes. Benefits of water baptism. One, your decision to turn from a sinful lifestyle and to be a follower of Jesus Christ is publicly conveyed. You know, we all think of, you know, the people out who have it a little bit more dangerous. You know, it's more of a big thing for them because they could be beheaded or they could be killed. We have it pretty easy here in America because of that. But it's still quite a thing to get persecuted by your peers and your family who don't understand. It's a public confession. Two, your desire to live your life as Christ Christian begins to get molded and is portrayed. Three, your obedience to Christ and to his lordship in your life is displayed. Your union and identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection is acknowledged in to earth, heaven, and hell. That's pretty cool. Five, your desire to be identified with a community of believers known as the local church is conveyed. You know, it shows a commitment level. Your right to partake in the benefits of your new life in Christ are affirmed. A contact point of faith is supplied for you to release your faith in the power of Christ. I remember I was baptized. And you don't do it in a religious way, like I did the act, as much as I understand what that all means. I understand that means, you know, Jesus did that. I'm obedient to him. I think obedience brings power. Once you know this and you don't do it, you know how that goes. You get, you know, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I know I need to do this, I need to do this. And then you obey, and then all these benefits, you become empowered, and you realize where you're seated with Christ. All these truths kind of come open to you. A contact point of faith is supplied for you, and a release of faith in the power of Christ to deliver you from any physical, mental, or emotional afflictions, as well as the power over you of any sinful habits. All this. And you know, like Pastor Jake was just saying, you don't know all this when you're taking that step. All you know, I got to obey because Jesus did it and I love Jesus. But now, again, we can look back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. How shall I come to the waters of baptism? Jesus said, according to your faith, so let it be done to you. Come in faith and in an attitude of expectancy to believe God to do a great things for you when you are immersed. I think everyone comes baptized with that. I think they come and say, I'm excited about this. Yes. Yep. And again, Pastor Jake knows more about this, those desiring water baptism. We're going to do that, right, Pastor Jake?
We are. We're going to talk about it right after you finish up there, girl.
Okay, so we are done. I want to thank my husband because he created this PowerPoint. He did an awesome job. He's so gifted. But again, as a takeaway for all of us, we can say, Lord, you know, look at where I was and look where you brought me. And encourage those who you love, those who God would lay on your heart, if they aren't water baptized, to encourage them to be baptized in the Lord. Like Philip, open your mouth and God will fill it to be bold about the gospel. And remember for yourself who you are in Christ. You are dead. Think about the water baptism. Again, I am dead to my flesh. You know, whatever your flesh struggles with, we carry that thing around till we go home. What is your flesh struggling with today? Remember your water baptism. I remember I was died in the repentance, and I even proved it with my water baptism. So, devil, you're under my feet. I'm seated in the high places with Christ, and I'm going forward. So let's think about something good. Let's think about the Lord and move forward to whatever I need to be doing for the Lord. So that's water baptism. Thank you so much for letting me share, and God bless each one of you. And if you need prayer, come on up here. And David, I want you to come up too.
Go ahead.
My husband's going to be sharing next week about another baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So did you want to, you said you wanted to say something about that? Yeah, that's why I was.
Dave's on the move.
I know this is a Spirit-filled church, yep. So the number one way you can miss God is thinking you know everything there is to know about something. So you're going to understand some things, hopefully next week, you've never heard before. Three reasons why people aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss the doctrine of baptisms, which is a foundational teaching. We know the first one, baptism of repentance. The second one, water baptism. Third one, baptism in the Holy Spirit. But why is it we have so many tongue-talking people with so little power? So we're going to discuss that as well. We're going to discuss and look at the five baptisms for every believer, and how they're progressive and how you can move into the things of God. So come next week ready to receive, ready to believe, and to interact with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, okay. You go.
Amen. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that so very much. Wow. You know, it's not that it's not all there, but when it's placed right in front of you, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going, All right, so we really appreciate that, Diane. I do encourage, I know that Tom and Jen have been working on a children's version of Game Changers. Really encourage you to, whatever we can do to help with that, so that, you know, I don't know where you're at in making that all possible, but I think that's very good. And I would like also a copy, almost like a booklet, if that's possible, of what we just seen. So it would, okay. I think that's always good, because there's a lot more, you know, you think about water baptism, you go, okay, you just do this, and then you think about all of the people that don't understand all of the stuff that we just heard, including ourselves in some senses. You know, and then just bringing it back together again, and then encouraging other people. Instead of saying, hey, I want you to come to church, it's better, I want you to come to Jesus. And with all of those things, that's coming to Jesus, their life has changed, and then you won't have any problems them coming to church. Amen? Well, praise the Lord, that was fantastic. I love the thought, Joan, I appreciate you so much. Taking even afterwards saying, okay, especially with Jamie's prophetic, did you get that down? Was beautiful, but chaotic. I'm going, oh, here we go. You know, now I'm going to think about that all week. So Joan, I really appreciate you, you know, verifying that. You know, God, I think God does that just to, you know, mess with us a little bit in a good way. Well, Tom, I was wondering that, to start with water baptism, maybe we can plan a baptism at the lake in a week and a half. Were you thinking about that anyway? Water baptism?
A week and a half at the lake?
Huh?
At kids camp?
Yeah.
Oh, we certainly can.
Okay. Well, we just, well, get it going. Just, you know, we're a week and a half. We got water. Maybe there'd even be a chance to have others come down, and if they want to be baptized, or maybe even an invitation to parents that their kids are getting baptized, or an introduction. You know, an introduction. Guess what? We're having water baptism. Give them an opportunity to make the parents to make that decision. So, all right, and then I expect that we're. I think that we're just going to keep on going through some of these things. And we have 11 deals here. I think we get 11 things, then we're going to go through it again. And just like reading the scripture the first time, that really made sense. But the second time makes more sense. And the third time, pretty soon you're just so convinced. And so with that, I want to say happy birthday to Jeremy Ass. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Jamie, would you come on up here? We're going to, come on, Jamie. Yeah, Yeah, I know it's not your birthday, but you can sing happy birthday to Jeremy, and we'll sing with you. And I wasn't going to. Is it Willie's birthday?
No,
too?
Willie's supposed to come sing it with me. All right, we're ready?
Okay, we're ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeremy. Happy birthday to you.
All right. And I'm going to say this and receive it in the spirit. Everyone that has had a birthday that we didn't sing a song to you, don't worry about it. That song is for all of us. All right. God bless you. May you go with the peace and the power of Christ. We do have prayer right afterwards. Come on up, and God will answer the prayers that you're needing to have answered. So come on up. I know our speaker today is going to be here for prayer. For praying. And so God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and week in Christ.